Hello?
Hello, it's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. I'm just giving you a quick call in relation to the Scottish redress claim. How are you, Wilma? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Good. You made an inquiry with us. So we was just ringing up today just to make sure that we have the correct details for you and just take a brief statement. Is that okay, Wilma?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So I've got your name as Wilma Morgan and I've got your email address as wilmamorgan63@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, brilliant. Okay. And could you confirm your date of birth, please?
4/7/62.
Thank you. And Wilma, can you remember the age that you was when you went into care?
Yeah, 2.
You was 2, okay.
Yes.
Was you in there, like, for a long period, Wilma, or how long was you in care for?
Well, I was, me and my brother were, and then it was called the Martha Fuhr Home at the time. And then it was like foster carers.
Right, okay.
And then in a home in Dallas Hills.
Right.
When I was 10. So between...
Yeah.
When we left the Martha Fuhr Home, it was foster carers all the time until we went in Dallas Shields when I was 10 years old. And then I went back to my mum when I was 13.
At 10, yeah. When you were 13. So you was in foster care for like 8 years, Wilma, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you confirm your middle name, please? Do you have a middle name, sorry?
Foxton. I've been known as Foxton.
Foxton, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't used during that period.
Yeah. It wasn't. And that's your middle name, yeah?
Well, not legally, no. But I've been known as Foxton, yeah. When I went back to my mum's, I was told to use that name.
Right, okay. You were told to use that name. Okay. So
yeah.
Just to confirm, Wilma, was you told to use that as like your last name or your middle
name?
No,
my last name is Morgan.
Yep. Right. So Wilma Foxton Morgan, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And are you a miss or a missus?
A miss. I was married, but I didn't last.
And did you have any nicknames?
Nicknames?
Yeah, okay. Did you have any nicknames at all when you were in foster care? Yeah, like, was you known as anything else when you was in the home?
No, no, I can remember, no.
No. No, no problem. So did you say it was you and your brother that was in
my
care
brother,
together,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, we were together all the time.
Yeah, okay. And how old was your brother when you was 2?
He was a year older than me. So he would have been 3.
Right, so he was 3. Okay. Yeah, okay. And when you was in the home, like, did they let you stay together or did they separate you?
Yeah, no, we stayed together.
You did stay together, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so from the age of 2 till the age of 10, you was in foster care. And when you was in foster care, how was the foster care? Like, was it nice or did you have any bad memories from the foster care?
Yeah, it was kind of brutal, really. Because I can remember I remember the woman coming out and speaking to me, and I was on my own, and I was telling her I had a wee list to do, and I told her how I could reach the cooker and things like that. I says, but I can't reach the washing rope because it was too high.
Yeah.
But I used to get smacked with a slipper a lot because they were saying, if you tell the truth, you won't get into trouble. So I told the truth, but I got slapped. So when you're a child, you say, well, I'm not telling the truth because I get a slap.
Right.
It's kind of hanged that, you know, so.
Exactly.
It was nice. And my brother, I remember my brother, he had a really bad stutter.
Was it?
And we weren't allowed to leave the kitchen table until he said, please, may I leave the table without stuttering? And he just couldn't do it. And we were sitting there for hours.
Oh, yeah.
So it's things like that I remember. And I remember him being dressed up in my clothes when he was sitting on the toilet. And I said, so why have you got my clothes on? It's just because I'm sitting down to do the toilet, and that just doesn't make sense to a child, so I left it. But and if we were late, coming in from school, we got the belt. So no, it wasn't a happy memory.
What, so they made him wear your clothes?
Yeah. That was in the foster care. They were called Mr. and Mrs. Lee, I remember them.
Oh, that's awesome. Mr. and Mrs. Weir?
Lee.
Is that right? Not Mr. Lee, sorry, Mrs. I thought
Lee.
You said Weir.
Lee,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just typing.
Yeah, that was in the Fife region, but I'm not exactly sure. And I remember Mr. and Mrs. House as well. We went to Camden Primary School.
Did you have a social worker?
Yeah. I remember the social worker coming out. I can't remember her name, though, but she was young. But she moved us from Mr. and Mrs. House to somebody else. And then we got moved to Tullabuddy after that.
Right, okay. Okay. So did you, in all three homes, when you was in foster care, were they all quite bad memories, would you say?
The last one wasn't. Mrs. Crozier, that was in Tullabuddy, I think they were actually pretty nice. They weren't bad memories.
It was nice.
But they were okay, yeah.
And was you in three foster homes in total?
Once I remember, Mr. and Mrs. House, because I remember Hector's House, the cartoon. So I thought that was funny with him having the same name. And Mr. and Mrs. Crozier, three foster care. Yeah, three foster homes and two homes.
Yeah. And the last one was nice.
Yeah.
The other two were not nice.
Crozier, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. So moving on to the homes, so you went in there when you were 10, so that would have been about 1972.
72,
And what was the name of the home, sorry, the first one?
It was Gala Shields Children's Home in Gala Shields, yeah. It was run by the Church of Scotland.
Okay.
But boys and girls were there at the
and
time.
And how was this one? Were both homes quite bad from memory, or was one worse than the other?
Well, the first home, as a free home, I didn't like carrots. And I said I couldn't eat them.
Yeah.
And then they forced them down my throat, and so I was sick. And then I got sent to bed and with no pain. So that was only bad memory there.
Oh, no. And is that Gala Shields or is that the other one?
No, that was in Masterfrew Home.
Ah, okay. So Gala Shields, sorry, what did you say the name was? Gala Shields? care home, was it? Or?
Yeah, children's home. Yeah, I don't know. There was an old woman who,
Alice
and her daughter who run it then.
And from this one, from memory, like, is there anything that really stood out in this one for you?
It was just one of the guys that was there. There was one older guy. I can't remember his name. We were playing hide and seek, and he asked me to go with him and sit with him, and that's when he touched me. So I said to another person who I trusted, and they said to me just to stay away from him. Nothing was said. And then there was this other
guy. And that's someone that worked there. They didn't do anything about it.
No, and there was this other guy who I was used to sneak in the room and come into my bed. And if we were having a bath, they would come into the bathroom. Once it changed hands, I put up a stink about it, and then it was made as if I was the bad one. And I was told if I didn't speak about what was happening, I would get the belt, and I just says, well, I don't care what you do to me. But I just wouldn't say, because I knew I wouldn't be believed.
Oh, that's awful.
So that was in Gala Shields, it was happy memories.
Right, okay. How long was you in there for, Wilma?
3 years.
So probably from 1972 to 1975, yeah? Are you okay? Don't worry. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Wilma. Sorry you had to go through this. It's horrible.
But.
Okay.
But the lassies, the girls in the same room, they knew what was happening, so they set up wee traps for them if we heard them coming in the room. But nothing was said.
Oh, really?
And all they were told not to say anything, so it was a constant fear.
It's awful, isn't it? Of course it was. So whenever you was in there, you just never felt relaxed. You just were always worried.
Yeah, I just kind of just stayed away from. But at meal times and that, you're all together, so it's like I didn't want them talking to me or that.
Yeah.
And you used to try and call them on me.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that one. I'm just typing it up. I won't be a minute, Wilma, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry to go through it again, Wilma. I know it's upsetting you. So did you say that there was two of them? There was one that got in your bed with you?
Yeah.
And then there was another one?
Yeah, he was much older.
Okay. So the other one was a lot older, yeah?
Yeah, the first one, that's when I no longer went there. I was 10, I think he was about maybe 17 or something. Because he used to come and visit.
Right, okay. So he wasn't working there, he was just like,
he was visiting the home, is that right? Yeah. I don't know if he was working there.
Okay, and then the other one, the one that got into bed with you, he worked there.
He was one of the kids that were there, like I said, it was boys and girls there at the time.
Oh, he was a kid?
Yeah.
Right.
I was 12, he was, 15?
Right. Thank you for that. And you just basically got told to stay away from them, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if the adults knew about it. But I just kind of acted up, so yeah. Any problems, you know, with them. But
yeah.
I didn't say what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too scared to say. And when I did say something,
he basically got told to speak up.
What?
Yeah. You got basically threatened with like violence, like they'd hit you with the shoe or whatever if you said anything, yeah?
I was in the foster carers, yeah. I used to get tantrums with a shoe all the time,
yeah.
Put to bed.
Yeah.
Just basically had a list today and do things. And I told the social worker we got moved. Because she came when I was on my own. And she asked how I'm on my own. And I said, well, I've got a back door key, so I've got a list today. I can make me and Billy's dinner. And she asked me how I'd done that. So I told her how I got up to the cooker. I knew how to make toast and I knew how to do beans. So that was in the foster But the home, I did enjoy. There was happy memories there. There's more happy memories than bad. But it was just...
Yeah.
It was just the guy, Richard. Oh. You know, he used to terrify me and used to be scared to sleep in
that.
And
he was
15, yeah. He was 15, yeah. I'm basically told that nobody would believe me if I said anything.
Right, okay. So he was called Richard and he was 15.
Yeah. Richard Witherspoon. He was the old auntie's favourite when we first moved there.
Okay.
Steal all the time.
Oh, did it? And did your brother like have any bad things happen to him in this home?
He's never mentioned anything that didn't seem to affect him at all.
No, he's never said it. No.
No,
okay.
He's no affected at all.
With regards to the home itself.
Pardon?
Okay. With regards to the actual home. With regards to the home itself, Wilma, did you ever, like, get locked in rooms or, do you know, like, restrained anything like that at all?
No.
Okay. How was it with food? Did you ever feel like you were starving, anything like that?
No. No, we had a routine and we had our chores today every weekend. You know, like clean the floors and that, polish the floors and things like that.
So you had to clean the floors.
Yeah. We had to clean at the weekend. Because people used to come at the weekends and that's when we knew people were coming when we had to clean.
When you had to clean, right, okay.
You know, work
is
with
there
it.
Anything else from this home that you can think of them?
When Meg and Graham took over, it was a lot better. I kind of grew a close relationship to the woman. And she actually taught me right from wrong, basically, because I'd done a sponsored swim, but I spent the money to buy a new baby. And she told me that was wrong.
Okay, yeah.
So she kind of taught me right, and she says, well, you need to work off what you've done, so I had to de-iron them to pay off, you know, so that sticks in my head. She showed me that was wrong, plus there was consequences, but there wasn't any violence with Meg or Graham when they took over, but with the old auntie, it wasn't nice.
That's good. Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, at least you had some, you know, like you say, it was good memories well, in there as well. Don't you know, I know obviously what happened to you was bad. Yeah. And with this second home, how was that one?
That's what I was talking about, the Gower Shield home.
Oh, is that the second one, sorry?
Yeah, I was Megan Graham. I mean, the old auntie, when we first moved there, it was old auntie and her daughter. They were running it. It wasn't nice then, but when Megan Graham took over, it was okay. We didn't have to do the cleaning at the weekends and things
but wait,
like
I
that.
I know you said you was in... I know you said that you was in two care homes, is that correct?
Yeah, Master 3 was the first one.
Or was it just... Right, so that was the first one, right?
Yeah.
With that one, did you have any bad memories from that one? Like, how did you find that place?
Just when I couldn't eat the carrots, I forced it, didn't I?
Just the carrots, right, okay, no problem. That was mine.
I'm just in a playroom mostly all the day and
could
have
you spell
to watch, what was it, Robin Hood in the afternoon. So it was like basically from one room to another room every day.
Right.
But that's no longer there
and
now.
And you have to watch the same thing over and over.
Yeah. I asked if I could go outside.
How are you spelling that, please?
Well, Martha Frew. Martha Frew. I don't know how you spell that. But it's no longer there.
Is that Martha? M-A-R-T-H-A?
Martha Frew, I would say T-H-R-U, but I don't know. Don't really know how to spell it.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Yeah, it's okay, I'll have a look. Just to make you aware as well, Wilma, we're not clutching at straws with this.
Yeah.
Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, then the case will be successful. So
mm-hmm.
We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of those have already shut down. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government. So the ones, because a lot of them have closed, the Scottish Government are the ones who are liable, and they were the ones funding the neglect to begin with, Wilma, okay?
Right.
So they have already started to pay out on these cases. The average claim is around £48,000. So it could be more, it could be less, Wilma, okay?
Right.
Obviously, we know it's not just about the money, it's just about getting justice, you know, for what you've been through
it's
as well.
It's getting off your chest, Wilma. I've still done it for years.
Yeah, of course. That exactly.
Did anybody get that?
Yeah, honestly, Wilma, you do try and just put it to the back of your head, don't you? Like, you don't want to obviously bring it up.
Okay.
But thank you. Thanks for going through it today, Wilma.
Yeah.
Let me just try and find this other care home. I won't be a minute.
It's Gower Shields. It's somebody's bought it now. It's a private home now.
Is it? Okay. And that's in Gower Shields as well, yeah?
Gower Shields home, yeah. I don't know where the Master 3 was. I don't know if that was in Fife, but Gower Shields home, children's home, is in Gower Shields. Actually went back there to see it.
That's in Gower Shields, yeah.
Yeah. Then it was getting shut down because it was basically said that boys and girls can't share, you know, and cannot work together in care, so they were getting split up, and that's why me and my brother got put back to my mum's, because Meg didn't want to split us up.
Okay.
Whereas being together all these years. Me and my brother.
Yeah.
So that's when we went back to
Oh, I'm glad they you know, when you was at your mum's, like, how was it at your mum's? Did you get on with her or
no,
she
was my torture. That's a 4 year before I left the house. Because I was in care till I was 18. I was under the social worker till I was 18, so
Yeah.
But no, I was 4 years of torture with my mum. Physical and mentally, you know, so.
Was you? Yeah. Was your father there as well, or just your mum?
I never knew my dad until I was 13. I went to see him. No, my mum had remarried.
No.
When I okay. did meet him, when I was older, he didn't know what he did me, so.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm just typing this up, Wilma.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I understand.
Yeah. Was it to you and your brother that she was awful, or just more you, Wilma?
No, just me, because I was quiet and I was soft. She says I was too soft. She tried to change who I was, and I just wouldn't. Just wouldn't change who I was inside, you know, my character. So I was more mentally stronger, and she didn't like it.
Yeah.
So she took her frustrations out on me.
Yeah.
She tried it with my brother, but my brother punched her back. And she, so it was me got targeted.
Oh, God. So she used to punch you quite a lot.
Yeah, she bust my nose a couple of times, my lap. She batted me with a wooden brush over the back, and I couldn't do trampoline in at school. And they checked my back, and they asked how I got up my bruises, because my back was covered with bruises, and I just told them I fell down the stairs, because I was terrified of my mum.
Yeah.
So the school says they didn't believe me, but I never said nothing. I never said it was my mum, but... And the social worker went, I had to go to the social worker and speak to him, me and Billy, and they just, never said anything about my mum.
Yeah.
Because it came to the point that I didn't even trust my brother. So she kind of put a wedge between me and my brother as well, the trust. But no, I was glad to leave.
Yeah.
I was at my work. No. I used to work. I started work when I was 15, and she used to always phone.
Yeah.
Get me out of the work and
yeah.
had a trauma because she made somebody phone and say that she was dead. And the work, the management of the work.
Oh my God.
Says to me, we need to find you. I says, it's not true. Come at me. I knew it wasn't true. So they took me in the car and seen my mum walking down the street, slinging the dog chain. I says, I told you she wasn't dead.
Oh
she just wants me to be there. So, and even the management says, Wilma, for your name's Stanley, you need to get away from her. But I couldn't because I had nowhere to go.
Oh, bless her.
But no, hey.
Sorry, Wilma.
I survived. I'm still here. But no, I can't.
Exactly.
I've tried to be married. Didn't last. I've had... couple of serious relationships, but they never work.
Really?
I'm just, I kind of freeze when it comes to intimacy, things like that. And I don't want to keep going on about the past. So I just clamp up and I just finish.
Yeah.
Just finish with the person, I just say, look, I don't want this. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
No, I know.
I
understand.
I've got three lovely children.
I can understand where you're coming from, because obviously... Yeah.
And I've got...
Exactly, that's a good thing, isn't it, Wilma? Definitely.
Yeah, I try to look on the positives, you know, leave the past behind.
Yeah.
I did go for counselling, because everything was just coming to a top.
Yeah.
And I had to leave my work because of the panic attacks I was getting. And I've tried to take my own life a couple of times. Tried to end my life. And but no, I've got over it, so, but
I'm sorry.
Stay tight, things never leave you. Yeah. It comes back now and again, and it makes you vulnerable. So that's why now.
Yeah,
just keep to myself. I didn't make friends easy. I'm mostly in the house. My son says I'm antisocial, and I went, I'd rather be online. So,
nah.
I've got peace. I've not got any drama. But I'm okay. I'm okay living on my own.
It's made you into a bit of a recluse.
Yeah. I didn't socialise now.
Nah.
I've got the bingo now and again with some of the neighbours here. It's only twice a week, but...
Yeah.
That's it, really. But they say, well, you do, but they can't say that I'm quiet. I didn't really talk to them. I'm quiet. I didn't engage with their conversations or that, only now and again, when I feel at ease.
Do you not? Yeah. Are you on any medication or anything, Wilma?
Yeah, just health reasons, because I've got asthma and arthritis. It was just arthritis on my shoulder due to my injury, my accident that I had when I was 18.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm on tramadol.
Right, okay.
I'm on pregabapentin. And also my inhaler.
You're on tramadol. Yeah. Right, okay. The first home that you went in, I'm just going to leave that. I'm not going to, like, obviously do a statement for that one because you didn't really say much about that one, did you? I know you said...
No, I was young then.
But apart from that, is that, yeah.
Yeah, Martha, it was just like so basically in a playroom and...
I think it was called Martha Spur.
Yeah, that was the first home, Martha
Spur
home.
Okay. Right. Thank you for going through all that, Wilma. I know it's not easy. That is the hard part done now, okay? So I have made a note of everything that you've just said. I just need to finish typing this up, then I've just got a few other things I just need to go through with you, but nothing major now, okay? It's just a few questions, like your address and stuff like that, okay? So I'm just going back to the first home. So did you say that you was eating a carrot and you choked on it?
No, I told them that I couldn't eat carrots on the side of the plate. To this day, I still can't. I can't eat carrots that are just on a plate, you know, cut carrots, I just can't. And they say, you need to eat it or you're not getting pudding. And I said, I can't. And then they forced it down my throat and I was sick. Then I got sent to bed with no pudding.
Right.
That I do remember.
Right.
And like I said, we were in one big playroom and then in the afternoon... Into this other big room to watch Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And then back in the big playroom again, so I can only remember being outside once at the back on a swing. One swing. There was only one swing there.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was it. And my mum came to see
us. Could I please get your... She come to see you in there, yeah?
Yeah, she came with somebody, but I don't know who the other person was.
Right, okay.
No, I remember...
Wilma, is it okay if you just give me your home postcode, please?
Yes, it's Foxtrot Kilo 10, 4 Hotel Golf.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And that's Alloa Road, yeah?
Alloa Road, yeah.
Yeah, and the door number?
27.
I just need to read your small script as well, okay, just to explain your funding options clearly. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme. Up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, basically, how we work is it is strictly no win, no fee, Wilma. So if you don't get any money back, you don't pay a single penny, okay?
Yeah.
If we are successful, our fee is only 16%. That's it. So with the 80, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, you get a £100,000 back, we would get £20,000 and you would get £80,000. Is that okay, Wilma?
Yeah, yeah. Do it that way.
Perfect.
Have any money to get up front.
What's that, sorry?
I'm saying I'd rather use it because I haven't got any money to give up
front. Yeah, I mean, obviously... Oh, no, no, just nothing like that, so don't worry whatsoever. There's no money whatsoever up front, okay? Now, Wilma, can I just ask, you don't have, like, any terminal illnesses at all or anything like that, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. If any, because this claim is probably going to take up to 1 year, it might be less, but we do stay up to a year, Wilma. If anything was to happen to you within that year, is there anyone that you would like me to put as a beneficiary?
Yeah, my daughter, because she's my beneficiary on my will.
Okay, what's your daughter's name, please?
It's Frances Moody, well, Frances Foxton Moody. Mrs.
Mrs, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Frances Foxton Muda.
Yeah. She's got two S's on her name. Frances. C-E-S-S.
Okay. Now, what I do also need as well, I do need a form of ID, Wilma.
Yeah.
Do you have a driver's license or a passport at all?
Yeah, I've got both, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. What I'm going to do, I am going to send you a message now. Are you on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
I'm going to message you on WhatsApp. Can you do me a favour just whilst I'm finishing this? Can you just grab that for me and just send me a quick picture and also... A proof of address dated in the last 3 months, if that's okay.
A proof of address, so you want me to take a photo of it?
Yes, please, just on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I've just put hi, Wilma, on WhatsApp, so you know it's me. Take your time, I'm just finishing this anyway, so no rush.
Right, okay. I need to grab it later. So, here.
Yeah, no problem.
What's up?
Thank you. Could you just do me a favour, Wilma, that letter, do you think you could just take the picture so like the full letter's in it, because I can't actually see the date on it.
Sorry, say that again?
Is it okay if you just resend me that letter, because I can't actually see the date on it.
All right, okay.
Is the date in the top right corner?
Right,
is that right? Thank you. Yes, please, yeah.
Council tax. It doesn't actually have a date on it. I never even noticed that. Wait a minute, here's one.
Has it?
Oh, I'll send you another one, okay?
I think that one does, because it says date issued. I can see where it says date issued, but I just can't see the actual date. It says telephone, then it says claim reference, and then it says date issued.
Right.
In the right
corner. I'll send you another one.
But yeah, send me the other one if it's easier. Yeah, no worries.
Did you get that one better? Hello?
Yes.
And you got my driver's license.
Thank you for that. Yep, that's great.
Right.
I've got your driver's license as well. Yep, brilliant. Thank you. Right, okay. Now, I've just sent you a email as well, but I just need to change your name, because on here it says Wilma, but I've just seen on your driving license it's Wilhelmina, isn't it? So I just need to amend that, and then I'm just going to resend you an text message that I need you to sign, and I'll help you with it in a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what will happen as well, you'll be getting a phone call in the next, 7 to 14 days, and that's going to be off your own caseworker. So they'll be giving you a call to do a welcome call, and then that person will then be your caseworker. So you don't need to worry, you're not going to be getting loads of different people ringing you up or anything like that, Wilhelmina, okay?
Yeah.
Just
call me Wilma.
Just making sure I've said your name right. Wilma, because I read it on your license then.
it had to be, what was on my birth certificate, so same, but my passport, I think it's Wilma.
Yeah, of course.
Or Wilhelmina, I can't remember. But
yeah.
I'm told,
is it? Right, okay.
No, it's Wilma.
Don't worry.
I've
sent you a text message. I did send you the same message. I sent you a text message. Now, the first one, just disregard that one, because it's got Wilma on it. I need the one that says Wilhelmina on it. So I've just sent you another one. It should come through any second. It's just on a normal text message, not on WhatsApp.
Please sign your document here.
Messages. So you go down to the bottom of the message.
Right. All right, and there's a box.
And then it'll have a signature line. Yeah, that's it.
What name do you want to put in? My full name or just Wilma?
To be honest with you, it's your signature, so it'll just be whatever your signature is. You don't need to write your full name, don't worry.
Okay. It's disappeared. Wait a minute, I'm not very good at this.
It's okay, just put it in again. Yeah, it does that sometimes.
Right, that's it. What did I do now? I've signed it. What did I do?
Right, so you just need to press the blue.
The blue.
Can you see the blue button?
Yeah, press it.
Yeah, there's a blue button. Yeah, that, and then that should come back to me.
Right, what's up?
Yeah, brilliant. Right, Wilma, that's everything done. So thank you for going through all of that. I know it's not been for you to go through it all, so thank you for going through that with me. Like I say, that's the hard part done now, so you don't have to go through that again. You know, you don't have to explain it all again. When they call you up, it'll just be like confirming the details that you've already given to me. You know, and if there is anything else you think of, you can just let them know. But that's everything done, Wilma. So thank you for that. Okay. So the call that you're going to receive is off an 0161 number. So that's going to be within the next 7 to 14 days. So please make sure you do look out for this call, as it's really important to get your case set up. Could I please just take a password off you? What would you like as a password?
Pardon? Do that again?
I'm going to set a password onto your account. What would you like me to put as your password?
Zara.
Are you
Zara? Zara, yeah?
Yeah, Zara, yeah. She was my dog that I had.
So any oh, okay. If anyone at all rings you up, just say to them, what's my password? If anyone rings you up about this redress claim, just say, can you give me my password?
Right,
if they don't know that password, it's the wrong company. We're called MMA. So that's the company that you need to look out for, MMA.
MNA. Right, okay.
Yeah, I'll send it you on a text message on WhatsApp, okay?
Right, okay.
All right, Wilma, thank you for your time, okay? Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Bye.